What happens when you live a soul-guided life? You say goodbye to your old small self and say hello to your soul. You begin a journey to a life filled with abundance, adventure, and happiness beyond imagining. You have a soul's path that's been calling you forever, but you may not know how to get there. Each week on Your Soul Guidance, where you make your dreams come true, Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and go after your biggest dreams. Learn to overcome any obstacle that's stopping you and turn adversity into adventures. Saskia's life is the living proof that extraordinary choices lead to an extraordinary life. She triumphed from being held at gunpoint in the jungles of Africa, being homeless, traveling to over 45 countries to successfully emigrating her family of seven to America. You know you have a calling. Each week, let Saskia and her guests show you how to play the biggest game of your life. Now, here is your host, Saskia Roel.
Hi, everyone, on this gorgeous day on the East Coast. I'm your host, Saskia Roel, from YourSoulGuidance.com. And you're listening to Your Soul Guidance with me on Transformation Talk Radio. So stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience how to say goodbye to your old small self and say hello to your soul. This show is all about soul, your soul, and how to activate your greatest potential and your gift so you can shine your brightest light. And today we're going to have a very exciting show because we have Patty Shaw. But before we tell more about Patty Shaw and her topic, I want to say this is my last show on Thursday. On March 14th, I will start Your Soul Guidance on Transformation Talk Radio on Wednesdays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time. So I, you know, if you're still listening and you want to keep listening, on March 14th, I am transferring at 9 at this station. So let's talk about today. We are so honored with Patty Shaw, who's going to talk about calm the swinging pendulum with a balanced lifestyle and four keys to creating a foundation for balancing your life. And Patty really's got the secret for creating balance in your life. And Meredith, the goddess of balance, understands your needs. And Patty will talk about that. She understands your needs to stay steady, the pendulum that swings from one extreme to the other. And this goddess will teach you how to know your heart and act from a place of balance. Now, this is truly your year to go for your biggest dreams. And I want to say, you know, if you want to go for that new job, or you want to change your career, or you want to find your soulmate or shed those 20 extra pounds, you got to do it. It has all the energy this year to make that happen. And if you feel that deep longing, but somewhere you're still stuck, you also know that procrastination is not going to make that dream go away, nor will it make that happen. And I have a way for you to make it happen. And thousands of men and women actually have gone before you or are in the midst of this powerful life-changing program I'm about to offer you for free. It's the secret soul map to your dreams. It's a 21-day journey. It's absolutely free, and it holds guided meditation to the temple of your soul. It has proven strategies to get to your goals, and you can get that at yoursoulguidance.com. That website is yoursoulguidance.com. So let's dive right into the topic of today's show, and let me share about Patty Shaw. Patty Shaw has been interested in the way we heal for most of her life. As the second oldest of nine, Patty started helping her mom to tend to the sick kids at an early age, and she paid close attention to how her mom handled it all. And when she became a mom herself, she took her mom's strategy and added to it and started consulting many different kinds of health practitioners to help her keep her kids feeling healthy and energetic. And with all the great information, she collected the book, and it's called The Healer's, she wrote the book, The Healer's Almanac, Journey into Health with Wisdom from the 21st Century Goddesses. I read it, and it's absolutely phenomenal. And this is a book about alternative healing And how about Patty her personal healing journey? It's filled with information, with inspiration, with gorgeous goddesses that guides you your way into a happy and healthy life with meditation and words of encouragement. Patty also developed her own healing gifts, and she became a healer practitioner certified through the Universal Church of the Masters, a transformational yoga instructor, and a Reiki master. She's right now. Patty is passionate about helping people, whether it's in her private practice or at her Reiki clinic. Patty also owns the Coventry Creation with her sister Jackie Smith. And Coventry Creations is known for its candles, incense, and oils that inspire, teach, and make magic. No matter what's getting in the way of your success, Coventry has a candle for that. That's so cool. Welcome, Patty.
Thank you so much, Saskia. It's wonderful to be here talking with you again. I've missed your voice.
Oh.
We've been together on the radio before, and it was fun.
It's just great to speak with you and have you inspired all the listeners on this beautiful day here. And
that's beautiful here too.
Is it nice in Michigan?
It's gorgeous. We're having phenomenal weather here. I'm loving it.
You know, just at 2:30, I was sitting outside after walking the dogs, and I sat in front of the doorstep for like, I guess, no more than 15 minutes, and I can see I got a color on my face. So everybody,
awesome.
After listening to the show, go outside because it has this spring. But to get on with our topic, Patty, I ask all my guests always this question. What happens when you have a soul's path and it's been calling you forever, and at some point in your life you open that door and you say goodbye to your small self and you say hello to your soul? Can you recall a moment in your life when you did that?
Oh, yes. I've done it many times, and I guess our soul always keeps calling us.
But
I guess one of the earlier times when I did that was when I read an article in the newspaper about being a healer, and it's like, wow, what is that? Is that like a doctor? I don't know. So I called the number on the ad, and I said, what is this? And the kind woman on the other end said, well, it's about learning about how your energy flows and healing your life, you know, from a spiritual perspective, yet there is no difference between healing physically, emotionally, and spiritually. She says, I can teach you how to do that. And I said, I want to do that. So I signed up for her classes, and I absolutely loved it. But I tell you what, it really turned me inside out and shook me up. And it introduced me to a world I had no idea existed. Mm-hmm. It was amazing and phenomenal. And I learned about chakras and the aura, and how our thoughts affect our health, and about, everything. Inner children, I learned how to work with the past and healing that, and bringing love and joy to ourselves no matter where the wound or the hurt happened. And I was thrilled to learn that, and it really put me... It was instrumental in putting me on my own personal path of healing, like I mentioned, and the book brought me through another aspect of my healing. But that was my start. That was my first soul call. Answering that ad.
That's beautiful. And what I like is that you took action, because what I see a lot happening, and that's why what I'm so passionate about, to bring that to everybody, we got to open that door. When you hear that knocking and when you hear that calling, you know, often we're afraid and we don't want to open that door. And, you know, if we look at your example, you opened that door and look where you are now.
Mm-hmm. I mean, exactly.
That made a huge change. Yeah. And was that also the inspiration, Patty, to write your book?
It did. It did lead me into the inspiration of writing the book, because in the class I met phenomenal people who were in different areas of healing. And so that showed me that there are other ways to healing outside of going to the doctor, telling him your symptoms, and getting a prescription, that there were other things that you could do, both as, you know, a proactive thing to help prevent an illness setting in, and then different ways to treat your illnesses that would work really in harmony with the natural balance of your body. So it was great to learn that there were options. So when I became a mother, I really was interested, because I had stuff to deal with my kids. Right. And they the antibiotics were fine, but there were side effects to the antibiotics. And I got, you know, through my classmates, I got introduced to acidophilus, to herbs, to homeopathy. And I tried all of those things, you know, on myself and with my kids and, you know, with the help and guidance of a practitioner. So we were all really safe and guided very implicitly. So, and I think that we were able to heal ourselves and become stronger, you know, physically, and overcome some of our health challenges better, I think more effectively. I just was really happy to have those tools that were presented to me. And because I decided to go into healing, I was able to meet these women and men in these other fields.
Yeah, we're almost heading for a break, and I want to talk more with you, because you've written, you know, a beautiful outline also in the book about all the different ways of healing. But for everyone listening, you're listening to Your Soul Guidance with Saskia on Transformation Talk Radio, and we have Patty Shaw here talking about how to create a balanced lifestyle and way many more things. So stay tuned. We will be right back.
Saskia Roel came to America with 5 children and 1 suitcase to follow her dream. She is a soul empowerment coach and best-selling author. Do you want to find your soulmate, the job of your life, or simply thrive? Let Saskia teach you how to turn adversities into adventures and how to live your ideal life. Go to YourSoulGuidance.com and enter to win a free session with Saskia. That website again is YourSoulGuidance.com.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies better respond to the modern world's high stress, toxicity, and pathogens. Herbs can assist our bodies with their powers of nourishment and strength, reconnect to the earth, and engage more fully with life through remedies from nature. Using vital herbs through teas, infused compounds, and powders, the talented, highly trained herbalists at Urban Wellness help choose the herbs best suited for you. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting Urban Wellness in downtown Kirkland or online at urbanwellness.net. That's urbanwellness.net.
Saskia Roel, the international soul guide who has followed her soul from Hong Kong and Africa to America. Saskia cracks open the lives of her clients and brings their soul's purpose to life. Are you stuck in a life that doesn't work? Go to YourSoulGuidance.com for your 21-day roadmap to the life you secretly dream about, absolutely free. Discover surprising truths about your soulmate, talents, blocks, and more. Now is the time. Go to YourSoulGuidance.com.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Shosai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Chosai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Everyone, you're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia, and today we have the honor of our special guest, Patty Shaw. But before we continue, I want everybody who's listening give the chance to know how to contact Patty Shaw. So Patty, can you give us the information of your website or if you have events to promote?
Certainly. My website is called healingwithpattyshaw.com, and you can reach me at Patty at healingwithpattyshaw.com. And right now, my special is the launch bonus page on my website talks about how you can get free gifts if you purchase my book on Amazon.com, and that'll be up through the end of the month of February. And just go in and take a look around, and you will see all of the wonderful gifts you can receive when you buy my book. And it also includes recordings of all the goddess meditations from the book, which is a really nice benefit to have that while you're going through the book and doing the meditations, to have them available in audio.
Oh, absolutely. So say that website again, Patty.
Healingwithpattyshaw.com. And Patty is spelled with a Y.
Okay, well, great. So guys, check it out. All right, I want to talk with you, Patty, about what are the four keys for a balanced life?
The four keys, it's something we all know, and it's such a no-brainer, you're going to laugh, but they're really, really important. The four keys are: take care of your body, take care of your emotions, take care of your mind, and take care of your spirit. Now, backtracking to the body. Your body is your temple, and your body hosts your spirit. So that is where you want to take care of your physicalness, your stress and your health and your vitality. So creating a place for your body to live beautifully and healthfully is what you want to focus on. And when you do that, lots of other things will fall in place. For example, if you have a lot of things you have to accomplish, some things are going to have really a tight priority and some are going to be a little looser, but you want to accomplish all of them, right? So if you look at your body as the container and what you fill it with, categorize it into boulders, rocks, sand, and water. You got to take care of the boulders first. The things that are most important that you have to take care of right now, or it's going to be a game changer for you. So place those boulders first.
And like, can you give an example of a boulder?
A boulder might be how well you eat, what the foods you choose to eat. That's needs to be a real high priority, and it takes up the most of your body space, for example. And then around that, you can fill your rocks in, so it starts to fill in the gaps between the boulders. So these are a lesser priority yet important, like getting enough rest, having some play time, you know, enjoying your life. Then you have the sand. The sand neatly fills in all the crevices between the rocks and the boulders. And that can be some other things that are important to you, but not as critical as making sure those boulders are in place, because they take up the most room. And then over that, you can fill the rest of it with water, because water can go anywhere. It'll fill in all of the gaps, and then you have a complete package, and everything it will be neatly placed as the water kind of settles everything.
And what is the water, for example?
The water can be who you spend time with. How much time do you spend working versus playing? And, you know, where does your children fit in there? Because your kids have a lot of demands and needs depending on what age they are, when you want to attend to all of them. But there are things that you can delegate out to a babysitter, to the other parent, to family members. So letting all of this kind of flow together and let it create your body in a balanced way, using this metaphor as a way so everything fits in the right way.
Yeah.
So if you find yourself really stressed out and you got all this stuff to do and you find yourself needing more caffeine and more sugar to make ends meet, you might have put your sand and your pebbles in before you put your boulders in, and then you're all upside down and mixed up and you can't stuff as much into yourself. So prioritizing is really helpful.
I like that.
If it works.
If it works for you, it's a
great metaphor. So taking care of our... I'm sorry?
No, go on. I mean, okay.
Taking care of our emotions is about dealing with your stuff. You know, we have stuff from childhood on back. I mean, it just... You can always find something that is going to upset your apple cart, right? So take the time to deal with your stuff, because if you don't, it will come up at the most inopportune times and just wreak havoc on your peace and serenity and rob you of sleep. And we do a tremendous amount of healing while we sleep, and we need to have that time where we can relax and rejuvenate, sort out our mind, our emotions while we're doing this sleeping. So take care of the things that bother you. Don't let it just sit there and stew and become more toxic than it needs to be. So you know how to do that. There's counselors you can go to. There's meditations you could do. Yoga is great for allowing those emotions and traumas to come up and then pass on through, because that's how we heal. We let things pass on through and they're not as important to us anymore. So then the third thing is take care of your mind. Now, what you think creates an energy within you and around you, and what you allow to be influencing you does the same thing. So you want to make sure that you are creating an atmosphere or a tribe of positive thinking people and people who love and adore you, basically. You want to be with people who find that you are a person worth loving and giving attention to. Now, you have to make choices then about the people that you're around, and sometimes those can be really tough. But the thoughts in your mind and the thoughts coming at you do make a difference in your health, and they can drag you down and cause a toxicity within you. So we don't have the luxury of negative thinking coming through us or at us, so take care of that. And the fourth is take care of your spirit. Now, we are spiritual people. Our body houses our spirit. So invite your spiritual nature into your life more fully, or as fully as you can. Now, it can be as simple as shifting your perspective from I'm only spiritual when I'm in meditation or I'm at church or in service to I am spiritual all the time. I'm spiritual when I'm changing diapers. I'm spiritual when I'm cleaning the home. I'm spiritual when I'm at work working with my coworkers, because that will allow you to bring more of what feeds you into your body, into your heart, into your mind, and your emotions. And what feeds you is spirit, which is light and often called love. So take care of your spiritual nature. And then you have the four pillars that, when balanced out, hold you up and hold your life in such a great equilibrium that the pendulum doesn't even have a chance to start swinging wildly to the right or left.
Right. So, are they all equally important, Patty?
I think they are, but there are times when one takes up more of your attention than the other. If you have a health issue, of course, you're going to be focused on that, and that's going to be a priority, and that's going to be taking up more of your time. But you can bring your spirit into that and ask for spirit to help you with what is my solution here with my health issue.
Yeah.
And so we have to pay attention to what our priorities are. What are the boulders in our life, and work with those first.
Yeah. Why do you think we lose balance?
I think we lose balance because we become worried and afraid that something's not going to turn out right, or we have expectations put on us where you know, you have a couple kids and they've got activities and they're in school and you have your own stuff that you build into that too. It's like, well, I want to show I'm a good parent, and so you start doing all this stuff for your kids in school, and they want to do all these things, soccer and Girl Scouts and you know, joining clubs and stuff. So you begin to put all of your attention and energy into making their life exactly what you think it should be, and then you forget about yourself. So that pulls you out of balance. So in all of your life, you have to remember that without you, your life isn't going to really happen. So you have to come back to center. And again, get in the heart of the matter of yourself and say, what is the most important thing that needs to happen here? What will continue to make me happy, keep me in balance, keep me healthy, and so I can flow that out to my children? And you'll be teaching your children a great lesson in prioritizing, in saying no when to say yes, no when to say no. And learning to live with disappointment is one of the greatest coping skills we can have as adults. And I think that helps us maintain balance.
That is so true. And I love the, you know, where you say it's really simple, and usually things are really simple. And, you know, you lay it out in like the four pillars. And everybody, we're listening now to Your Soul Guidance with Saskia, and we have our great guest, Patty Shaw, talking about how to create balance. And we talk more about the goddesses when we come back. Stay tuned. We will be right back.
Saskia Rowell, the international soul guide who has followed her soul from Hong Kong and Africa to America. Saskia cracks open the lives of her clients and brings their soul's purpose to life. Are you stuck in a life that doesn't work? Go to yoursoulguidance.com for your 21-day roadmap to the life you secretly dream about, absolutely free. Discover surprising truths about your soulmate, talents, blocks, and more. Now is the time. Go to yoursoulguidance.com.
Come to Seattle February 16th through the 20th for the 20th annual Women of Wisdom Conference. The theme is Radiate the Divine Feminine. Our world is ready. Our featured guests are Jean Houston, Jean Shinoda Bolin, Imsara, Yubaka Hill, and Naomi Tutu. Join Women of Wisdom for experiential life-changing workshops and evening presentations to inspire you. You can choose to attend the whole weekend or individual events. No charge for visiting. Daily activities such as the Goddess Market, Art Show, Tea House, and receive a reading or a healing at the temple. Are you ready to join a community of women who support each other in their journey to discover and develop their passions and purpose in life? Women of Wisdom is the place to be this February 16th through the 20th. Go to womenofwisdom.org to discover all the diverse offerings Women of Wisdom has to offer you. See you there.
Saskia Rowell came to America with 5 children and 1 suitcase to follow her dream. She is a soul empowerment coach and best-selling author. Do you want to find your soulmate, the job of your life, or simply thrive? Let Saskia teach you how to turn adversities into adventures and how to live your ideal life. Go to yoursoulguidance.com and enter to win a free session with Saskia. That website again is yoursoulguidance.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Hi, everyone. You're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia. Today, we have an amazing guest, Patty Shaw, who talks about creating balance and her book. But I want to give the word to Patty. What is the name of your book, Patty? How can people get it? And where can they connect with you?
Okay. Healer's Almanac, Journey into Health with Wisdom from the 21st Century Goddesses. It's on Amazon.com. And you can find out more about my book by going there, because there's a look inside feature. And if you purchase that the book this month, go to my website, healingwithpattyshaw.com, and go to book launch or launch bonuses, excuse me, and you can see where you can get free gifts for purchasing the book this month. And you can also get it through CoventryCreations.com, where you can also you could also shop for candles, too, which I also make.
Well, thank you, Patty. And for all of you, you're listening, and I know everybody has a big dream. You want to come to the end of 2012 and say, you know what, I'm so proud of, I created this. And what I created for you to help you is actually a 21-day journey. It's a complete channeled program to me 7 years ago. And it's called The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams. It holds guided meditations, all kind of exercises and proven tools to get you to your goals. And you can get that at yoursoulguidance.com. That website is yoursoulguidance.com. It's absolutely free. So let's dive right into our conversation with Patty Shaw. And we just talked about the four keys to a balanced life. And Patty has written a lot about goddesses in your book and how they can create balance. Can you tell us a bit about that, Patty?
Do you want me to talk about the goddess of balance or all of the goddesses?
Well, maybe we can start with the goddess of balance, and you can share how each month has a certain goddess. But since it's February and you wrote about Goddess Meredith, who's the goddess of balance, I'm very interested, and I'm sure our listeners too.
Okay. Well, Meredith is our goddess of balance. She's featured in the chapter around February, and she teaches us how to learn to live life in balance. And she really directs you to go into your heart to find out what is your deepest desire so that you can let that be your truth instead of all of the directions that you get pulled into in your life. Because, you know, life can be quite chaotic, and you can get distracted by what other people need from you. There's, you know, there's family, there's work, there's your social life. And we can forget about or lose touch with what's in our heart. And what's in our heart is what's most important to us, our desire, what we came here to do. And if you were anything like I was when I was younger, everything was more important than me. I had my little bit of touching into what was important while I was choosing my my major in college and what I wanted to be when I grew up. But for the most part, I was really torn in many different directions at once. So Meredith really helps you get reconnected with your deepest desire, and that really helps you make your choices so your life can be more imbalanced. Now, there's 12 goddesses in all, and we start with Rebecca, who's the goddess of responsibility, and she helps you overcome your fear of taking action. Then we have Meredith. Then next is Deirdre, goddess of passion, and she burns away your fear of being creative with her power of passion. So,
and how does she do that, Patty, for example? I mean,
she will take you down into your second chakra, your sacral chakra, and really help you get in touch with your passionate fire and light that mm-hmm. up. And she'll have you dancing, singing, drumming, whatever you need to do to just to shake your own tree, get awake. Because when you shut down your second chakra, you're kind of a, you know, wet noodle, and you don't really find anything to get excited over. So she wants mm-hmm. you to get awake.
Then and which month is that?
She's March. She's coming up.
Oh, I was just thinking, I'm already feeling her, but that might be. This is my birthday in March, so.
Ah, So it's also Saskia, the goddess of passion.
Ooh, I like that.
And we work with next Monica, the goddess of hope, and here she'll help you find the light at the end of your own dark tunnel and know that you can begin. So she does the big do-over. She gives you permission to start again and stop feeling like this is the end. She gives you hope. Then Jessica talks about our career. And she wants you to really look inside and say, what's my life purpose? Why am I here? And she helps you open the courage to follow your dreams. So you are also the goddess of careers, Saskia, because that's what you do.
Yeah, you should have named some after me, right?
I should have, if only I had known. Missed opportunity there.
Right.
So Kathleen is the goddess of gardening, and she's all about teaching you to love yourself and to create this life that you love also. And she'll show you where you are sabotaging yourself, just like when you go into your garden, you find that there are invasive weeds that are choking out the desirable plants. So she uses the metaphor of gardening to help you love yourself and create the life you love. Where Olivia is the next goddess, and she's the goddess of evolution. She's in July. She gives you and shows you and teaches you about the courage to change by letting go what no longer works for you. So she's helping you to evolve yourself. Next is Amanda. She is the goddess of stewardship. And that's all about developing your confidence and being a leader, because at some point in your life, you're going to have to lead someone somewhere, even if it's just yourself.
Yeah.
And having good leadership skills is key.
Mm.
Well, Sarah, our next goddess, she's the goddess of sisterhood, and she's here to help us heal the wounds around our female relationships and letting the sisterhood help you. Sometimes we get a little too independent because we have some wounds around women and mom and other female authority figures. So she is going to help us overcome that.
Mm-hmm.
Kristen, our next goddess, is the goddess of shadow and light. And she's all about learning to forgive yourself for past mistakes or for judging yourself too harshly, and helps to really point you in the direction of releasing stored self-hatred, because that is very negative and very debilitating.
Mm.
With Anna, she's our goddess of empowerment, and she's here to remind us how to access our power. And then finally, the last goddess, she is Caitlin, the goddess of individuality, and she wants to celebrate your uniqueness and help you to really tap in and own how unique you are and how very special that is and what a great gift it is to the world, each individual person and their unique individuality. And those are the goddesses.
Well, you know, I love all of them. And is it like, you know, at certain times you're more attracted to the energy of a certain goddess? Or is it like in this month, like, for example, February, you have to focus on Meredith, creating balance?
I say follow your heart and do the meditations in the way that reflect where you are right now. I put them in a book in kind of a path as you open up, and the one goddess will lead to the next goddess. But certainly, I don't know you, so you pick the goddess that you feel it's time to work with. Right now, it might be time to work with the career goddess. So dive right in.
Okay. Yeah, well, actually, it's funny you say that. And when you mentioned her, I was like, wow, I'm really drawn to her. It's March, but, you know, maybe that's what's up for me. And for somebody else, you're drawn to embrace your unique talents. And which goddess is that, Patty? I think the last one. Huh?
Yep, your individuality, celebrating yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Gosh, they're all beautiful. And how did you connect to these goddesses?
I connected them by letting spirit guide me. I had all of these qualities, responsibility, balance, passion, et cetera, all on little 3x5 cards, and I placed them all on the floor in front of me, and I flipped them over, and I said, okay, goddesses, who wants to be what? And so I started to matching up the names with the cards, and I didn't know which card. I played a little game.
Yes.
And when they all came together, Rebecca was on the card of responsibility, And so they all came together, and then I started working with them and looking at pictures and finding the right picture for the right look of what I imagined they would look like right now, because they're modern-day goddesses. So I needed a picture of modern women doing modern things.
It's so amazing how spirit guides us, huh?
Oh yeah, it was a lot of fun. I was really in the zone. I totally enjoyed that. So I came up with their actual names because I have a big family. So each one of the goddesses is the name of one of my nieces. So I ended up naming all of these goddesses after all the beautiful little women that were coming into my life, and it is so much fun. And now I'm watching them grow up and become young women, and I kind of giggle because sometimes it's like, wow, how did I know to name, you know, Rebecca the goddess of responsibility? Because that is really not only her challenge, but it's also her skill, her quality, her gift. So I've been really thrilled with watching how this is all playing out in my life.
Well, I'm certainly, it's a great example of how you let spirit guide you. And it reminds me when I wrote my book, A Suitcase Full of Faith, I had 47 stories about how to fearlessly follow your gut, your soul, and how to learn to dialogue with your soul. And I did the same thing. I put all the stories on index cards and I spread them around the room, and suddenly an order appealed. But I think we're almost heading to a break. For anyone who's actually interested, you need courage for your dream. You can go to www.suitcasefulloffaith.com. There is my book. www.suitcasefulloffaith.com, and stay tuned. We will be right back and talk more with Patty Shaw and hear how you can connect with her and her great book. We'll be right back.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Saskia Rowell, the international soul guide who has followed her soul from Hong Kong and Africa to America. Saskia cracks open the lives of her clients and brings their soul's purpose to life. Are you stuck in a life that doesn't work? Go to yoursoulguidance.com for your 21-day roadmap to the life you secretly dream about, absolutely free. Discover surprising truths about your soulmate, talents, blocks, and more. Now is the time. Go to yoursoulguidance.com.
Are you seeking clarity? Do worries about your health, job, parents, children, or pets keep you awake, tossing and turning at night? Are you considering a major life change? Looking for love? Do you want to create a life of joy? Let psychic Elizabeth Anglin help. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838 to schedule your life clarifying appointment today. Don't waste time being worried. Psychic Elizabeth Anglin at ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838.
If you've gone through a separation and feel disappointment, despair, loss of identity, and fear, there is a new pathway to joy for you. SoulWorks Coaching empowers you to go through this separation with soul and hope. So get ready to step into a new relationship with yourself and build a fabulous new life. Contact Monique today at 617-328-7113. That's 617-328-7113. And visit soulworkscoaching.com. Give yourself this gift of love today.
Hey, Mary, I haven't seen you in so long. You look so different. What happened to your glasses? Did you have surgery?
Whoa.
I never noticed how blue your eyes are.
No, I didn't have surgery, and I don't have to wear glasses anymore. I searched the internet, and I found a website. It's called BetterEyesightNow.com. It is the best thing I have ever done. There's a program called Regaining Your Vision Naturally. And, oh, by the way, it helps reduce stress. You should check it out. And you might be able to get rid of your glasses. Go to BetterEyesightNow.com.
Saskia Rowell came to America with five children and one suitcase to follow her dream. She is a soul empowerment coach and best-selling author. Do you want to find your soulmate, the job of your life, or simply thrive? Let Saskia teach you how to turn adversities into adventures and how to live your ideal life. Go to yoursoulguidance.com and enter to win a free session with Saskia. That website again is yoursoulguidance.com.
Hello, everyone. We're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia. And today we're having our guest, Patty Shaw, who's talking about balance, about goddesses, about all these good things to make life a very happy place. And I want to give the word to Patty, how everybody can connect with you and where they can find your book, Patty. And you also have a store where you sell candles.
Yes. They can find the book, Healer's Almanac, at Amazon.com and also through CoventryCreations.com. And my personal website is healingwithpattyshaw.com, where you can find out about me and the kind of healing session I can provide, and also about all the free gifts you can get by purchasing my book through Amazon.com.
Thank you so much. Well, you talked with me earlier about candles before actually the show started, and what is the purpose of candles? I know that to me it's a great way, you know, to create a ritual, but maybe you have more insights in this.
Well, around the whole idea around Coventry Creations is to help people to focus and create the energy that they need to help promote them or propel them into the direction that they're choosing to go. So our candles are very spiritual or very intention inspired. So when we make them, they have the color and the scent that we know will inspire and a good foundation. So for example, our love attraction candle is red, and it contains lavender and patchouli.
I was just thinking of patchouli. I love that smell.
Oh, we have a nice patchouli too. So all of those elements combined with the prayer that's on the front of the label are there to help you focus and get everything within you, get the energy around you, pushing you in the direction of attracting what it is that you have set your heart on. It's about love, but it's also about being a very strong ally in attraction. You know, people work with the law of attraction principles. This is a great candle to light to help you focus on what it is that you want to attract to you. So as one example, but using candle for ritual is very powerful, and it's very ritualistic. People have been burning candles forever, ever since we've invented candle, for a lot of different reasons, but we do feel a connection with that mystical light when we look at the flame, and we can allow ourselves to connect with something that is eternal, like fire, warmth, is all about life to us. Without it, we wouldn't really have very much life. We need all of that. So it can be our very much our metaphor, our example for God's light or God's love that animates our lives, our bodies, which helps us make us be all that we want to be.
And it says to me, if you create the time and, you know, you light a candle, you're really getting into that ritual and setting a time and creating some sacredness for yourself. And as you say, it has like a little description or affirmation about, for example, is that with the law of attraction candle? What kind of things does it say or affirmations?
Yeah, it will talk about preparing yourself, opening yourself up and becoming a vessel or receptive to bringing to you what it is that you desire, and also would help you to get into that mindset of forgiving yourself for whatever it is that you've allowed to get in the way. So there's some softness. You're asking yourself to open, become soft, and then also become worthy, become available to the greatness that you're asking for. So many times we ask for great things, but we don't realize how much we're in our own way. So our products help you to go through that process of release so you have space to put the new stuff. So if the closet is full, it's really hard to put more stuff in there. All the rest of it just falls out and becomes very distracting. So there is a ritualistic idea behind the whole lighting of the candle, preparing yourself, having the focus, and then allowing for the magic to happen. So yeah, it is a very beautiful ritual, and it can be as ornate or as simple as you would like it to be. Whatever your taste is, whatever you feel will support you. But the energy is there.
Patty, do you have certain rituals?
I do. I have my rituals that I do that always start with grounding my energy into my body and then connecting to the earth and then protection around me so that within my little sacred space, I can do whatever it is that I need to do. So in my ritual, I will, pick an intention or a focus and then make sure that it's all inside my sacred space where I do my work. But my rituals are all around making sure that I'm good to myself and that I'm in a centered place for the people in my life who I interact with. And I do rituals all around that to help me to be the best person I can be. Because, you know, I get crabby sometimes and I need to refocus.
Yeah, so we can also do rituals, you know, to take time for our body, for our mind, to honor our emotions, to honor our spirits, and use your candles for that. Well, Patty, we're almost heading to the end of the show. And is there any last word of wisdom you want to say? And can you mention your website one more time?
Sure. Oh, the biggest thing that's helped me, and I think it's great, great advice, is be gentle with yourself. You could always remember that no matter what's going on, take a deep breath and just be gentle and just be kind to yourself. And it'll really take the edge off of whatever you're going into and whatever chaos you've stumbled into. My website is healingwithpattyshaw.com. And also I have a website where you can connect with my candles, coventrycreations.com. I run that business with my sister Jackie, who was the founder and creator of Coventry Creations. And I would love to invite everyone to come check out both those websites and then also my books available on Amazon.com.
Thank you so much, Patty. And for all of you, make sure you check out her website. And as we talked about, you know, standing in your purpose and taking care of yourself. And if you want to blossom into that new season of your life and really get the tools to get there, you can get the sacred and secret road soul map to your dreams. So you can create a really clear vision, how to reach your goals, release your fears that stop you, and move fast forward in either a healthier body or a longer-lasting relationship, or not longer, a long-lasting relationship, or write your book, or have the guts to change your career. You can find that on yoursoulguidance.com. You can find it on yoursoulguidance.com. For all of you, I'm going to miss you. This is my last show on Thursday. I will be back on Wednesday at 9, March 14th. And I want to thank my guest, Patty Shaw, today so much for sharing such great information. I want to thank all of you for tuning into Your Soul Guidance with me. I had a wonderful time. Please join me in the very near future on every Wednesday from March 14th at 9 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Central, and 6 Pacific time. Thank you, Patty, and everyone have a wonderful week.
been listening to Your Soul Guidance, where you make dreams come true. Tune in each Thursday at noon Pacific Time, 3 Eastern Time, to discover what happens when you live a soul-guided life. Begin a journey to a life filled with abundance, adventure, and happiness beyond imagining with your host, Saskia Roel. Let Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and go after your biggest dreams, and to play the biggest game of your life. For more information or to schedule your Soul Guidance session with Saskia, visit YourSoulGuidance.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there. Listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.